Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Marsh Miriam, Zara, Basav, Yaakov, Moshe, Hernish, Shalmosh, Adam, Aliyah, and Meschos, Rachel, Basav, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezmer, and Spai, Rachel, they should be gebenched with Zerushal, Kayama, Bekarav, Mamish. And Mishnah Dalet continues giving us the shear of Isra, Vaitza, of different things. The Mishnah tells us, Devek, glue. How much glue is a person going to be chai for being Vaitzi on Shabbos? Kidei litein b'roish hashav sheves. Enough to put on the top of the board. Now, this was a board that was part of a bird trap. They had some sort of long pole. At the end of the pole, there was a board. The bird would evidently walk down the pole, stand on the board, but it didn't know that there was glue on the board, and it would get stuck to the glue. So, however much glue was placed on that board, that's how much a person's going to be chayv for being mitzi. Zephes v'gufres, pitch and sulfur. How much is a person going to be chayv for being mitzi? Kidei lasis nekev, in order to make a hole. Now, what does that mean, in order to make a hole? So, you probably don't know this, but thermometers that were used to measure temperature used to have something called mercury in them. And you have to be extremely careful when using mercury. So they would have mercury in a vessel, in a kli, and they wanted to ensure to use the precise amount that they needed, so they would completely seal up this kli with zephes or gufres, and then make a hole in that zephes or gufres. So however much was necessary in order to seal up the kli and then make a hole in it, that's how much a person is going to be chayv for being mitzi. Shava, what about wax? Kidei litein al pi nekev katan. Enough wax that can be used to seal up a small hole on a wine barrel. Charsis, what about crushed brick? Kidei lasis pi kur shel tzarfeis av, in order to make a seal for the furnace of gold refiners. In order to refine gold and make it as fine and clean as possible, it needs a special furnace, and a seal was made out of crushed brick. Rabbi Huda argues, kidei lasis pitput. It's the amount that's necessary to make a leg for this furnace. Subin, how much bran is a person going to be chayv for taking out? That's kidei litein al pi kur shel tzarfeis av, enough that's going to be put into this oven of tzarfeis av. It's either being put in to increase the heat, or it's being put right by the entrance to keep the heat in. And now we have a three-way machlokes. Sid, what about lime, which is some sort of powder that has many uses? So according to the Tanna Kamma, a person is going to be chayv for carrying out the following amount, kidei lasud kitana shebabanos, enough that could be used on the small limb of a girl. This is referring to her pinky finger, and this was used for hair removal. If she had hair there that they wanted to remove, so they would use the sid. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he argues, and he says it's kidei lasis kilkel, in order to smooth down the hair on the temples. They would use this sid in order to smooth down hair that was going a little bit wild, kind of like hair gel. Whereas Rabbi Nechemiah says it's kidei lasis andifi, in order to be able to remove hair from underneath the temples. Then moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us Adama. Now this is not referring to regular earth, this is referring to red clay, and they would use this to make a seal. So how much is a person going to be chai for being mighty on Shabbos? Kechaisam hamar tzufim, enough that's necessary to make a seal for bags of merchandise. Different Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Chacham argue, and they say it's kechaisam ha'igrais, the amount a person needs to make a seal for a letter, which is much less than Rabbi Kiva's opinion. On to another thing, zevel v'chol hadak, fertilizer and fine sand. Both of these are used as fertilizer for plants. How much is a person going to be chayv for being mitzi? Kidei lezabel kelach shel krov, divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a person is going to be chayv if he takes out the amount that could be used to fertilize a stalk of cabbage. V'chacham, Maimon, the Chachamim say, no, it's kidei lezabel kresha, enough to fertilize a leek, which is even smaller. Chol hagas, what about coarse, thicker sand? Kidei litein al malai kafsid, enough to be placed on a full spoon of lime. This is part of the recipe in making plaster. And kane, what about a reed? Kidei lasis komus, enough that one can make a pen out of it. Vimhaya avei merusas, if it was too thick or if it was cracked, so it can't be used to make a pen, and it could only be used as firewood. So how big of a reed is a person going to be chayv for being mitzi? That's kidei levashal bebeitza kala shebebeitzim, if he takes out enough that could be used as firewood to cook the most easily cooked egg, which is a chicken egg, terufa, after it's been mixed with oil, unasuna ba'ilfas, and placed in a pan. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.